So the foundation of the pause in my work is really to say, whoa. Let's reframe this whole thing. Let's stop asking what's wrong with you. And let's start asking what's wrong with that thing that has, you know, that glass of liquid. And let's really realize and understand at a very deep level that you were using the tools that were given to you. And you were doing the best you could with those tools. Now, the tools that society gave you, young mom, with the play date and the bottle of wine, were just not tools that anybody understood were going to take your life down and end up resulting in you losing your children, right? So it's not you. And so I share studies about mice who are force-fed addictive substances and how 100% of them, when they're force-fed it, become addicted. And by the way, they have to be force-fed it because instinctively they won't drink it because it's poison, which is a whole other thing. But, you know, and that's a thing. And I really tell people, I'm like, look, you were doing the best you could with the tools you have, especially if you're dealing with trauma. Your brain, when it becomes addicted to something, is working exactly how it was created to work. Because in your brain, it says, okay, what do I need for survival? The addictive substance overstimulates parts of your brain that say, okay, that's what I need. And then all of a sudden, your brain gets confused and puts that substance above your basic biological needs because it says this thing is the most important thing I need to survive. So it's not that you as a human have somehow like lost your humanity and you're choosing the bottle over your child. It's that your brain literally believes at a neurochemical level that that substance is vital for survival and you will die without it. And so when you start to see this, and I'll show this in, like, again, studies with mice, which have, you know, are hugely applicable here, where mice will walk across an electric grate and get blisters on their feet, and they will forego food and forego water and neglect their young in order to get at the substance that they've been force-fed that they're now addicted to. And then, you know, as you know, the studies further confirm that if those mice were subject to that substance during a traumatic experience, or even when they were just left alone or without companionship, the level of addiction and how quickly it becomes something paramount for survival is very quick. So when a human being goes from drinking socially in college to drinking to survive motherhood, or drinking to survive a divorce, or drinking to survive an abusive spouse or childhood trauma, oh my gosh, boom. But again, your brain is just doing the best it can with the tool you've given it, right? And so all of a sudden when you say, oh my gosh, it creates space for you realizing, wow, it wasn't my fault. I'm not a horrible human. I can put down all of these weapons that aren't working. And by the way, I can put down weapons full stop because they're not the answer. And through that, you allow the space to say, but it is my responsibility because I am the only person that can change it. And when that changes, when that shifts, oh man, everything changes. Like that's 99.9% of all the work right there. Is that shift from being at war with yourself to realizing that you've been doing the best you can to realizing, but it's still my job to fix it.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.